This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
You got to manage games at this time of the year. And then there was multiple turnovers at the blue line. We didn't get our D to change. Guys were out there for a really long time and they ended up capitalizing. But like they're pushing a third and, you know, there's 5 minutes left to go in the game. They made a play. We don't get a box out. We don't get a block. And that was it.
I think it was too much highs and lows in our game today, and that's why we lost. I think when you play against such a skilled group, you got to be on your toes all the time. And I think that's where we lost the game today a little bit.
Isaac Rosé and Michael Leone on the heels of a game one loss to Laval last night for the Amerks on home ice. It was 5-4. It was back and forth, and yet it was the same, very similar, I should say, result from the season series between these two. Laval has now taken 7 of the 9 games, going 7-1-1 in that stretch, but Rochester has the opportunity to get things even up on home ice tomorrow night. Welcome into Sabres Live with Marty. I'm Brian. It was frustrating. I think, honestly, it kind of felt to me like the Amerks were fortunate to be 4-4 in the third, yet at the same time, there were parts of the game where Laval should have felt fortunate to be within one or even. So that's kind of the way it went, I thought, through the course of the night.
I think when the Rochester Americans were up 3-2, you know, 7 minutes into the second period, that should have been the, you know, we're up 3-2. And
with
now
a power
we're going
play.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, Josh Dunn scores and it's okay, you have to as a team now say this is it. We are taking control of this game. We're not gonna give up chances. We're gonna play a very mature game. It didn't happen. And look, Laval has a lot of really high-end players, and they can score. And that goal by Barry Boulay late in the second period to make it 4-3 really hurt because, you know, I felt like Rochester was in control of the start of the second period. They were in control of most of the second period, and then in the last 5.5 minutes, they gave up 2 goals. That's where I think the game was played because, you know, you're going to have some back and forth. You're up 1-0, down 2-1, it's going, but then you took a 3-2 lead in the second. That's when you needed to shut things down and be able to manage. And look, maybe there was going to be a goal, but you can't give up too late in the second. You came back in the third just to see another later goal in the third go in after a scramble. And I think there was too many scrambles. Like Michael Leone talks about managing the puck, playing a mature game. Isaac Rosan says too many ups and downs. I think there was too many scrambles. And it started in front of Devin Levi, and Levi was a little scrambly as well. And that's got to get cleaned up.
Yeah, the reason I mentioned the power play, they were up 3-2. Yeah. And Jack Eye takes a roughing penalty. That's where they did not put Laval away. And even 2-goal lead maybe doesn't do that. But the biggest problem in this season series, all 9 games now, has been Rochester's inability to put the game away. They've been in all of these. And in some cases, blown leads late. This was, based on how they were playing in the second, a great opportunity. And then it really was, the 3-3 is one thing, but it was a disaster that led to the 4-3 at the end of the second period. Yeah. The forward group was out there for almost 2.5 minutes. They had had almost of a, like they were upper, you know, like 45 seconds offensive zone. Then it swung the other way and they couldn't get out of it. There was an icing, there were very poor plays along the boards to try to transition up the ice. There was just, you know, chaos. And as you say, and unsurprisingly in his history, it's Barry Boulay who delivers the dagger in the late final seconds of period number two. But, you know, they get it back to 4-4. I think what's interesting now moving forward, and there were tough lineup decisions for Michael Leone going into last night, kept Riley Fiddler Schultz in the lineup because of his consistent production. The third period, my opinion, they were able to come back because Ostlund was put with Kulik and Roseanne. Jiří ends the night with 2 points. I watched the game thinking, I would like to see more from Jiří Kulik.
Yeah.
And and I think maybe you heard a little bit of that in Roseanne. And his answer, I think it felt like a guy who, yeah, he scored a goal set up by Ostlund, but that he and Kulik need to have a bigger impact on the game.
I think that's fair. And if you are going to size up the prospects of Laval and the prospects of Rochester for Montreal and Buffalo, you look at Logan Mailloux gets a goal. David Reinbacher gets a goal. Oliver Kapanen gets a goal. That is the winning goal. Like, those are your top guys, like your top prospects. I think you see Zach Roseanne getting a goal that made it 4-4, and Constantinos getting a goal that was great as well. But if there's one guy that should stand out in that aspect, it would be Jiří Kulik. Kulik, in the same way that Kapanen played with the Montreal Canadiens this year, played in the playoffs and was able to get that goal. Jiří, look, 13 days, you don't play. He still got a couple of assists. Is there another step for Jiří? 100%. Are you in a tough spot now because you got one game at home Friday night, and then the next three, possibly the next three, would be in Laval? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it puts you in a bit of a disadvantage. That's why the schedule was good. If you won your two games at home, all you have to do is win one more on the road. But if you lose one of them, all of a sudden it puts you in a tough spot. So Yuri's going to have to be good. And I say good, great, much better in game two Friday night. But Consta and Isaac got goals. You just need to see a little bit more from the guys that will put you over the top in that series.
Right. And again, if you end the game having the likes of Ostlund with Kulik and Roseanne, like, then what are you doing with the rest of the group, right? I mean, does Sligert come back in? Do you do anything to the defense core, which had Komarov back and healthy, but I thought at times each pair looked like it had some tough moments throughout the course of the game. So you have a veteran, I say veteran, he's not played an awful lot, just a little bit last round, you know, in the playoffs, and that was Brännström. So there are decisions to be made here, I think. But most importantly, and we've just witnessed this time and again in the Stanley Cup playoffs, most notably how Florida responded to an 0-2 deficit, it's how you respond. So I'm not worried in the slightest about the series. I'm disappointed, as would anybody in Amherst colors be, with the result last night. And if you are projecting down the road, I would argue that the best games that they played against Laval this year have been on the road. So
they've been in Laval. So, yeah, you're right.
So I wouldn't worry too much about it right now.
Again, it's not systematic. I don't think last night was systematic. I think it's a matter of just being harder on your stick, harder in front of your net, a little bit more under control. Devin's got to make a couple more saves. I felt like there was happy feet. And look, did he make some good saves? Yes. He got bailed out by Sevi Komarov on the big poke check attempt in the third period when he tried to get out to, top of the circles, and Komarov slid down to make a save. That was, you know, that's part of the game. But you just got to be, it's not about systems. I don't even know that it's about the roster. It's more about play, like, the game that you know you have to play. Put in that extra weight on your stick, that extra weight on that pass, that extra weight in front of the net to make sure that you're not giving. You know, Barry Boulay is a smaller player. They've got, Laval's got a few smaller players that you can get, you know, on if you can, if you want to. And Rochester didn't do that last night.
No, and I mean, there are things like the penalty kill. It had been really good against, well, it had been good all year, but very good against Laval. They gave up two last night. And the first goal of the game, they are in full possession in the corner, and Wahlberg just fumbled it. And all of a sudden, chaos, and 4 seconds later, it's in the back of the net. So these are easily, you know, things that you can tweak and move on from. But I am very curious to see just how they tweak the line. Tip of the cap, I thought, honorable mention as far as one of the better Amherst last night, not only Cale Clegg, after he basically continued what has been a torrid offensive start to his first AHL postseason, but Lukas Rusek was really good too, with a couple of assists, and I thought was really important and will be important if they, you know, reconfigure the lines here. So anyway, a final note on that before we venture back into the Stanley Cup playoffs here.
I think this matchup, to me, it felt like it was going to go five games. It's the best out of five. It felt like both teams are going to have their moments. It just happened that I feel Rochester let one slip there. And look, good on Laval. They're a good team. They can provide some offense, and they did. I feel like Rochester let it slip a little bit, but I still feel like this series could easily go to distance in five, and not all of a sudden it's a coin flip in game five.
And what do you do from the, as we know, one of the most prepared netminders ever as far as routine? With Devin having the shutout streak finally snapped last night, what would you expect from him on Friday?
I'm not worried. I think they're going to look at some video and get on the ice for practice and kind of say, okay, this is almost 2 weeks of no game action. It felt like there was, the motor was going a little too fast. And that's the adrenaline. That's the, oh, let's go, let's go, let's go type of situation. Now you've played, you breathe in, you kind of just get through your routine and you go, I want to see that same thing that Michael Leone said about the team, about staying under control and playing a mature game. I want to see the same thing for Devin. But it's circumstantial, the fact that you don't play in 2 weeks, you get in, it's a high-pressure type of game against a good opponent, and then all of a sudden the motor goes a little too much.
I guess, but I mean, both teams had over a week, so I don't even look at it as anything. And Primo had only played in one game in the playoffs and didn't win that one, so it had been forever since he actually picked up a victory. So,
and he wasn't great. I mean, Primo wasn't great yesterday, so you had an opportunity, but you got to four, but you gave up five.
Yeah. Last night, minimal offense, to say the least, in Vegas, and that ends up being the storyline to end their season. Blanked in consecutive games by Stuart Skinner, and overtime heroics from an unlikely source for the Oilers, who are back again in the Western Conference Final.
Is that a honorary banner that you got to put up at the T-Mobile Arena, blank by Stuart Skinner in back-to-back games to finish the series and lose in five
to
the Edmonton Oilers?
If you win them, not when you lose them.
I'm saying, like, maybe as a motivation all summer long to be better next year. But yes, it was unlikely for me to think that Stuart Skinner was going to come in the series because Calvin Pickard was doing so well. Pickard gets hurt. Skinner comes in, wins two of the three games that he plays. And you're right, Kasperi Kapanen scores the game-winning goal, 1-0 in overtime. Now, Duffer, the Edmonton Oilers have scored 16 goals in five games. How many goals did Draisaitl and McDavid get out of the 16?
Half.
They got three. Two Draisaitl and one McDavid. They got 13 goals from other sources. Kapanen being one, Jake Walman, Darnell Nurse, Connor Brown, Zach Hyman. They all had one, but Colson had one. And then you have Evander Kane with two, Adam Henrique with two, and Corey Perry with three. That is your goal scorers in this series. That is why the Oilers are a different team right now, because yes, McDavid and Draisaitl, you got to keep an eye on them. They drive the offense. But the other supporting cast that has been able to score and been able to produce and make the difference has been the key. You got 7 goals from Kane, Perry, and Adam Henrique out of the 16. Like, that's a big number, and that's why they advance. And yes, Stuart Skinner was great. I actually thought Aiden Hill was fantastic in that game last night for Vegas. Vegas didn't have Mark Stone. He wasn't available for the game, you know, dealing with injuries again. But yeah, they Stuart Skinner blanked them, really played well, made a great save on Eichel in the blocker, a save on Dorfiev late in the game. But at the end of the day, it's the depth scoring of the Edmonton Oilers that came through.
We can and will talk about Edmonton more moving forward because they are doing so. I think the big story in the NHL right now is what happens with Vegas. Yes. I've been wanting to talk to our hockey insider, Darren Dreger, for quite some time about this topic. Darren is unavailable today, so you can put on your... Well, yeah, I mean, you have a TSN hat, so you can put it on and play the role. Vegas has always done things boldly and their way. What does the future hold for Jack Eichel? Because he has 1 year left in his deal, meaning do they extend him this summer? Or do they boldly trade him? Guess who would pony up everything they have? The Boston Bruins, who are trying to change their future, right? This is real. This is not some made-up nonsense.
Yeah, this isn't like you on a blackboard, a board in your room with like wires and red and blue wires and conspiracy theories. That's a very, very simple connection. Very simple connection.
Simplest, positive and negative on the battery. If you can connect the two in the right places, you are going to be fine. No, but this is real. Like, so what, like, Jack is still bordering on being one of the younger core players.
Yes.
Even though he's, you know, at the end of a monster deal, which
he's 28.
So yeah, but like, look around them. And the thing is, this Vegas team basically can be run back in its entirety next year based on how all the contracts are done for their key players at forward and on defense. The only exception is Nick Hag as an RFA, but otherwise everyone is locked in with term and Aiden Hill's locked in. So because Vegas tends to do something often dramatic, I'm sitting here wondering, are they really just going to run it back and hope they have a stronger finish to a playoff series than what they just had against Edmonton? I don't know. I think they're, again, the fascinating team to look for heading into the draft, heading into free agency.
Oh, they're always fascinating because they always do something that you're like, oh, this is a Vegas way. But, you know, they reacquired Riley Smith. He's a UFA. He's gonzo. They got Brendan Saad. He's a UFA. He's gone. Victor Olofsson's a UFA. Maybe they signed Victor as depth at, you know, a number that is what he was making, like somewhere around $1 million. That's fine. Their defense is still all there. Petrangelo, Hanifin, Theodore, McNabb, White Cloud, they're still out there. They have to sign Nick Hegg. He's an RFA. So look, I think you can run it back. And I think Vegas does run it back. I think to me, if you're the Vegas Golden Knights, Jack Eichel had probably his best season. He had 94 points this year, and he missed 5 games. He probably would have gotten 100 points if he played all 82. His point per game average would have gotten him over 100 points. I think you got to sign him, and now you're thinking you're going to give him, what, $13 million? Like, yeah, that's probably what it's going to cost you.
But it cuts two ways here. Jack's already won a cup there.
Yeah.
If Jack,
what does Jack want to do?
If Jack always wanted to go play in Boston, then he just sits there. And then we're potentially looking at a Quinn Hughes type situation, right? Like,
yes.
if Quinn, you know what I mean? If Quinn 2 years from now is adamant he's going to go play with his brothers, there's not a darn thing Vancouver can do, even though they hired a defenseman as their head coach and one that Quinn Hughes apparently really likes in Adam Foote. So the Canucks are continuing to do everything possible. But Jack Jack has clearly embraced the spotlight. Did it in Vegas. Stunning performance when they won the cup. There's a Boston team that desperately needs a superstar in the middle. There is also, on the heels of four straight exits to the Edmonton Oilers, a Los Angeles Kings team that yes. just got a new general manager in Ken Holland, and they need to make a ad with a soon-retiring Anze Kopitar. They need to have something else down the middle. So does LA push Vegas and say, look, you're never going to sign him, and they pony up? I don't know. I just think there's a reality to this as far as needs on both coasts, zooming in on what's happening in Vegas.
I think Jack Eichel is a fantastic player, and we got to see him in Buffalo. Unfortunately, in Buffalo, the situation, you know, coaching, you know, the players, whatever, it didn't work, right? The neck then, and then you trade them, and that's fine. Like, you ended up with getting Alex Tuch and Peyton Krebs and the picks and all of that. So it worked for Vegas really well. But the thing with Jack is I always question, like, is he the alpha? Is he the alpha guy, right? Because when they won the cup, Jonathan Marchessault was the alpha guy, right? They had Chandler Stephenson right with Jack, but giving him that support. And now it feels like Jack is the one guy that's the alpha on the island. And I don't know. Like, I look at the last two playoff games. They didn't get any goals. They got blanked 3-0 and 1-0 from Stuart Skinner. They lose in five. And I'm like, is Jack Eichel going to look around and say, I don't want to be that alpha guy, but then wherever you go, you're going to have to be? Or is he looking around saying, I need a little bit more help and I'm not getting it in Vegas right now because they moved on from Stephenson and Marchessault and others, and it may continue to happen. I don't know. I think this will be a very, very interesting summer for Vegas and Jack Eichel to see where they're going. And if I'm Vegas, I think I would want to sign Jack. I would want to say, listen, we want you. We want you to be part of it. Kind of like Vancouver would probably want to keep Quinn Hughes for forever. But at the end of the day, it's going to be Jack's decision.
But what do you think he will do? That's the thing. Like, once you've won, and I don't know. I guess it's pretty clear. Like, I'm thinking he's not going to stay.
Yeah, wow. And I think he is, because Vegas is the type of team that has shown now that every year they're going to go for it. And I feel like if you're Jack Eichel, like, if you could go to Boston, great. You're going to be playing in your backyard. You're from Boston. You played college there. But is Boston really giving you the vibes that they are going to be in it every year?
When they acquire Jack Eichel, I would suggest that it changes them pretty quickly.
It changes them a little bit, yes, because now all of a sudden you have Jack Eichel with David Pastrnak, and it's like, oh, that's a good combo. But where's the rest of it? And yes, McAvoy is going to be, you know, healthy next year, and Jeremy Swayman's going to be, you know, in camp and not having a contract issue. There's some question marks that are going to be answered moving forward. Mm-hmm. But I don't have the same comfort level in Don Sweeney as a GM in Boston, saying, I'm going to be rebuilding this, because it has been going kind of the other way, but Vegas is in it all the time. And I think my comfort level would be in Vegas being competitive for much longer than Boston will be.
Do you think they will be, though, based on what I suggested is an aging group right now?
Yeah, I think they will be. I think the big question for me is Mark Stone. I think Mark Stone is going to be one of those long-term IR type scenario. He's 33 years old, makes $9.5 million the next 2 years. Would I give $9.5 million to Mark Stone right now? Say, hey, I'll take you on 2-year deal, $9.5 million? No way. I think that's above what I would pay for Mark Stone. And I think the injury is a problem. I think Mark Stone is going to be one of those curious cases moving forward of LTIR. And if they can save that money, then they'll spend it somewhere else and they'll go acquire somebody. They'll be fine. But if Mark Stone is playing, that $9.5 million is going to hurt you.
If Vegas realizes that Eichel isn't going to stay, who I mean, Boston probably doesn't have to do anything. They could just wait it out and hope that they get him through free agency in a year. And I just suggested LA could use a piece like Eichel. Obviously, yeah. Most teams could. Are there other teams you could see entering the fray here, just off the top of your head, that would be a good fit with Eichel?
Off the top of my head, Tampa. I think that when you look at, okay, they have been the type of team that, kind of like Vegas, have been very aggressive. Mm. And now you have Braden Point as your top line center. And then it's like, who's your second line center? It's Cirelli, but is Cirelli better suited as a third line center? You know, like, I think Tampa would be a team that I could see being aggressive in that situation. I don't think it would be out west. So I'm looking at out east. Are the Rangers a team that would be aggressive? They just acquired JT Miller. Maybe they're looking and saying, hey, let's get a guy like Jack Eichel. So I think Tampa and the Rangers would be two that would stand out for me right now as teams that could be aggressive in the Eastern Conference.
When last we spoke on this show, we were surprised by a stunning Norwegian comeback against Team USA at the World Championships. Care to fill in the audience on the details as to how this one ended yesterday?
USA won 6-5. So
Tage Thompson hat trick, I might add.
Yes, Tage Thompson hat trick. They get 2 points, not the 3 points they would have got in regulation, but Tage lets go of the one-timer bomb on a 4-on-3 power play in overtime. And yes, Tage got the hat trick, and I wasn't really paying much attention to it because I was like, seriously? Like, you lose to Switzerland 3-0. You were up 5-1 to Norway. It's 5-5. I'm a little disappointed with how this is turning out for the USA, but they were fine.
Big crowd there by the looks of it.
Hey?
I said big crowd there by the looks of it. Yeah, anyway, no, there's 26 games to go in the preliminary portion of the tournament, and we'll get to the finish line, I think, before the end of the month of May.
Yes, it is before the end of the month of May.
Okay. Well, in the meantime,
it's a great trip. It's a great trip, Duffer. I've done it. I went to Turku and Helsinki, and it was fantastic. I didn't play any minutes. I was party planning committee chair, and I had a good time.
Celebrate Tage Thompson. That's what we want you to do, as he represents Team USA at the World Championships. And you can do so by signing up for a half or full season ticket membership. Become a member to get an exclusive Tage Thompson USA t-shirt. Visit Sabres.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
TNT today. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
After a brief absence yesterday, Marty Baron is back as we roll on here on Sabres Live. It was a memorable segment without you, my friend, but I'm grateful that you're here for the full 60 today.
Man, was there a lot of news yesterday in the hockey world when you think about it? I know we got to talk about Toronto laying an egg, losing 6-1 to Florida in game 5 at home, with some in Toronto deemed it the worst playoff loss since, you know, in the last 30, 40 years, whatever. I get it. It's one game. You lose a game. But around the NHL, you know, you got Ken Holland hired as a GM. You obviously got Adam Foote as a coach in Vancouver. You got Rick Tocchet as a coach in Philly. So a lot of moving pieces now. Hopefully that keeps filling up some of the empty spots that we have on our sheets right now.
Can you name the vacancies that remain coaching-wise in the NHL?
Okay, so I am going to go Boston is one, Pittsburgh is two, Chicago is three. New York Islanders is a GM job. I am going to go with Vancouver filled. Seattle still has an opening.
Four. Yes.
Okay, we're down to four?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Wow.
Rangers, instant Flyers, trivia. Vancouver.
I did
Anaheim,
instant trivia with Jordan LaBarber the other day, by the way, and he got it right away. So it was good.
Very good. What do you make of the two hiring announcements yesterday behind the bench, of Foote being elevated in Vancouver after being an assistant under Rick Tocchet, and Tocchet himself after spending more than half and the first half of his NHL career as a player with Philadelphia, returning to guide them behind the bench?
Yeah, almost 11 seasons, right, for Rick Tocchet with the Philadelphia Flyers. I think the fit is there in the way that Tocchet was a high-demand type coach, and the Flyers needed to get somebody, a big name, to come in, and I think this team maybe is ready to take a step forward. Here's the thing. There's two concerns. One is that, is Rick Tocchet that good a coach? Now, I think he had a fantastic season with Vancouver 2 years ago. Unfortunately, in the playoffs, they lost Thatcher Demko. This year was a tough year. The years prior to that with Arizona, it was not so great. So I'm like, was it a good coach that was in a bad team and the circumstances, or an average coach that maybe was made more out of? And I think this in Philly is going to be telling. Look, he's making over $5 million as a coach. That's a very high price. And the Flyers gave him that 5-year deal, and they're hoping it's going to work. I have my question mark, my questions and my doubts, but I like the fit, and I'm going to give him a chance to see if it's going to work. In Vancouver, with Adam Foote, I don't know why, Duffer, but all I keep thinking is this was a financial decision. This was the Vancouver Canucks not wanting to pay big on a coach. And when you get a first-time NHL head coach like Adam Foote, you're not going to be paying big. And I feel like that was more of a financial decision than anything else with hiring Adam Foote. I don't know why I feel that way. Foote's never been a head coach in the NHL. He was a head coach for 2 years in juniors, not even a year and a half. It's a big step.
But we already talked about it. Like, it's about Quinn Hughes here, is it not?
Yes, it's about Quinn Hughes, but they're not going to keep Quinn Hughes. So how about you make the deal this summer and you continue working for the rest of your team?
Do you have, like, white towels at the ready always to just wave it and surrender?
I have my old Hockey Night in Canada towel. It's a white one. Woo!
Why would Vancouver surrender in this situation? Do everything you can. Show Quinn Hughes that, you know what? Yeah, it's really cool. Like, you have brothers in the NHL. It's a great idea, but you're our franchise. We want to continue to make this the greatest possible place. And by the way, geographically, there's no better place on this continent than the city of Vancouver. It is the most stunning, perfect, beautiful city that has oceans and mountains, if you're into that kind of thing. Yeah. Like, so you know what I'm saying here? Like, I don't think they should just surrender.
I get what you're saying, but my issue is you hire Adam Foote, first-time NHL coach. Why? Because while he was kind of, you know, an assistant coach that worked with the defense and worked with Quinn Hughes, and I want to make things good for Quinn Hughes, and... But if Vancouver, which I don't think will have success next year, if the Vancouver Canucks don't have success next year, that's the bottom line. The bottom line is Quinn Hughes is not going to want to be with a team that is not going to be good, and he's going to walk away in 2 years from now as a UFA, and you got nothing for him. The best value you're getting for Quinn Hughes is probably this summer and maybe at the trade deadline. But when you get to next summer, the value goes down. It's only 1 year. You're basically narrowing the market to one team, which would be the New Jersey Devils. This summer, you can shop him to the Sabres, to Chicago, to whatever, just because teams may look at it and say 2 years of Quinn Hughes is better than no years of Quinn Hughes, and we'll do it. I just feel like that was a stretch from Patrick Alvin and Jim Rutherford to say, Adam Foote is going to be our coach because we want to retain Quinn Hughes. That's what it feels like. I get what you're saying. You're 100%, but it feels like a stretch.
Well, Ken Holland, you know, already Hall of Famer, continues his employment in the NHL. This time it's with the LA Kings as general manager. Why do you think the Kings brought in Holland at this point in time? Based on the first segment conversation about going after another superstar, do you think that was part of Holland's selling point? It's like, hey, I know what it takes to get these guys. Granted, his last gig, he inherited McDavid and Draisaitl, but still.
And he drafted Datsyuk and those guys in Detroit, and that was really what worked for them. But okay, so if I am the LA Kings and I'm looking at Ken Holland, I want somebody that's going to bring stability moving forward for our organization. And stability was there, but it felt like now they were on shaky grounds. I think the number one thing, if you're Luc Robitaille, who is the president of the LA Kings, looking at, I'm getting a GM, I have to look at my coaching staff first. What is my GM and his experience with coaching, and what kind of decisions did they make when it comes to the coaching and who was he able to get and whatnot? I think that's the number one thing. And then after that, okay, we have aging players in Drew Doughty and Anze Kopitar. How do we transition from that? How do we get the best out of them but transition from them? I think Ken Holland has a lot of experience in all of these departments. That's why it's a good fit for him in LA.
And who do you think is the leading candidate for the same job on Long Island?
I keep going back to a couple of names, and I think Mark Bergevin is one. And the other one, and I know he was very, very high on many people's list a few years back, is Matthew Darche of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So those are the two names that I keep going back to. But it's two jobs in Long Island, right? It's two jobs, apparently. It's president of hockey operation and general manager. So I think when I look at Bergevin and I look at Darche, I think it's more for the GM job. I don't know who they would be able to get as the top dog, the president of hockey op. Ken Holland may have been that, but now he's senior vice president and GM in LA. So I'm a little kind of out of names when it comes to the present job in Long Island.
What name springs to mind after what happened in Toronto last night?
Well, the first name is Austin Matthews. That's what springs to mind. Look, Austin Matthews is 0 goals in 10 games in the second round against the Florida Panthers. 0 goals 2 years ago and 5-game loss to the Panthers. 0 goals in 5 games this year. He's only got 3 goals in his last 22 playoff game. Listen, if you put Austin Matthews and you prorate 3 goals in 22 games in the regular season, that's a 10-goal season. That's what Austin Matthews is providing right now for the Toronto Maple Leafs, is a 10-goal, 82 regular season game season. Like, that's, it's not good enough. And I get there's a lot of other things that Matthews is apparently doing, but you need to produce. You need to produce. This was a 1-0 game, and, you know, you had a power play at 1-0. The power play didn't do anything. Then you give up, a you know, 5 goals in a row. It was 6-0. It wasn't good. It was, you know what that game made me think of, Duffer? Made me think of game 6 against the Flyers in 2001 when we pumped the Flyers 8-0, and game 6 in 2006 when we pumped the Flyers 7-1. Like, it felt like that yesterday. I remember the Flyers just, their arms just going down and just not even giving a little bit of a pushback as soon as we got going. Well, when Florida got going yesterday, the Leafs just, their arms went down and they didn't have a pushback at all.
Don't you think there is still one in them?
Nope. I just don't. And maybe it's because it's the Florida Panthers that they're playing against. Florida Panthers won the cup last year. Were the Stanley Cup finalists 2 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, Sergei Bobrovsky has been really good. He was just okay in the first round against Tampa. But in the last 2 games, 2 quality starts made a big difference. Now, okay, it's a shutout and it's a... you know, a 6-1 win, but I feel like Sergei Bobrovsky has been really, really good. So now, are you going to beat Bob twice? Are you going to beat the defending Stanley Cup champions twice? I have a hard time seeing it.
Well, I did pick them, so I would suspect that they'll have a pushback, but we shall see. Tonight, there are 2 teams facing elimination. Washington is one of them.
Yeah. If I'm Washington, I'm looking at last night, and I'm saying, okay, let's at least be on our toes like Vegas were and not be like what Toronto did. And Toronto just turned the puck over, were on their heels. And if you're Washington, yeah, you had the best season in the Eastern Conference. You were 2nd in the National Hockey League. You're home for game 5. Like, come on, let's go. Like, you got to be able to step up here. I want to see a little bit more from that second line that was supposed to be the big difference. Pierre-Luc Dubois, Connor McMichael, Tom Wilson. I need to see more out of Dubois. I think he's been very, very, very unnoticeable in the second round. He was better in the first round, but not in the second round. So I need Pierre-Luc Dubois to be a big-time player for Washington to be able to extend this one. But somehow, Duffer, it's not a bet the farm. It's not a bet the farm moment. But I think Carolina closes it out just like the Oilers closed it out last night.
In-game prop bet, will there be a goaltender interference infraction by the Capitals as they try to get on top of Freddie Anderson a little more?
No. I think no? This is probably, oh, let's have our mindset to be in front of Freddie Anderson's a big goalie, and Freddie is good at putting a perimeter around. And will they give him a little jab or two after the whistle? Maybe, but I don't think there'll be a goalie interference call. I don't think there'll be any of that. Washington doesn't seem like they're getting to the net as much as they should. And I think maybe it's Carolina that's doing a good job of boxing them out and defending against them.
What about the West? Winnipeg also facing elimination.
again. I mean, Dallas to me, like I want to see Dallas Oilers in the next round because that would be a rematch from last year. It was exciting. We remember the McDavid goal when he came in, threw the slot on his back end, puck between the feet. Like I think these are right now the best two teams in the Western Conference the way they're playing. And the Oilers beating the Kings and beating Vegas was huge. And the way that they did it, you know, winning the four after losing two in five against Vegas. Dallas is, to me, the best team right now in the Western Conference. I think they go into Winnipeg and win. Like, I for whatever reason, I see these series ending in five, and it shouldn't be. It's the second round. It's battle. But I see all three of the series that were 3-1 ending in five games.
What do you think made our
at Designer Shoe Warehouse? We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
from building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Rideshare driver perk up yesterday and ask, are you from Buffalo?
You guys were talking about concerts that may happen this summer in Buffalo.
No, the Buffalo Bandits.
Yes. Okay.
I turned to my daughter and I said, oh, maybe you want to go to the Bandits game Friday. We had not been conversing with the driver for 10 minutes at this point. And then she turns, she goes, are you from Buffalo?
Yes.
And so, yes.
Was your driver from Buffalo?
Yes. So, okay. Well, she's relocating back for the summer. But yes, Ed, all this to say, Bandits are top of mind, yes, coast to coast for current Buffalonians, displaced Buffalonians, and fans of the game, because fans of the game recognize that we have been and continue to witness greatness. Five straight trips to the league championship, looking for a third straight title. Game one of the finals in Banditland this Friday night. That would be tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., bandits.com/tickets. And we want to know how you're getting ready for this. Submit a photo in Banditland, the Banditland Fan Frenzy Contest, for a chance to win a really cool exclusive experience this offseason, including a player appearance. So whatever gear you're wearing, wherever you're located, we just want you to show it off. Go to bandits.com/frenzy. To enter today. We're back after this with a nice final segment with Marty for a change. Stay with us.
With more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are just days away from Country Music Hall of Famer George Strait's 73rd birthday, and to celebrate, we're offering a buy one, get one ticket offer to see this incredible show, which is a month away at Highmark Stadium. It's George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Parker McCollum. It happens on June 14th, but get your tickets now for this buy one, get one offer. Go to Ticketmaster.com and be there to witness this incredible night at Highmark Stadium. Chris Stapleton has, the legend of George Strait, but the soaring nature of Chris Stapleton's career. Parker McCollum's exceptional as well, albeit less than half the age of George Strait. He's got a lot of miles to make up over the course of his career, but that's going to be a great night.
That's a big ticket. That's a big ticket.
It is a big ticket. It's a big tour. And it's a really, really cool, cross spectrum, I would say, of country, but also infused with an awful lot of rock and more than just that. Now, you were rocking Amherst colors a long time ago. Do you ever have flashbacks, like when you're watching Amherst games now at this time of year?
I do, because a lot of people bring up great memories from what happened in Sabres Classic. Put a great video of me. It was on May 14th, 1999. So it was 26 years ago yesterday. We're playing game five against the Hamilton Bulldogs. And I remember, Duffer, we won the first two games in Rochester. I was terrible game three and four in Hamilton. So much so that the newspaper were saying, oh, we found Biron's weakness, and I gave up a goal from center ice. Like, it was awful. But in game five, I was good, and then I made a save, and then I got punched in the face, and I went down so hard. Eric Lacroix was playing for the Bulldogs, and I knew him, and I kind of went up to him kind of like to say, what are you going to do about it? I took a right to the jaw, and boom, I went down. My knees were a little weak, but yes, Randy Cunningworth was in there. Dean Sylvester scored a goal. And then we won game six in Hamilton. Then we played the Phantoms in the conference finals, beat them in six games as well, and lost to Providence in the Calder Cup final. But what a moment that was.
Well, way to take us down to the final seconds. Who wins tonight?
Dallas and Carolina.
All right. We'll validate that tomorrow right here on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.